ready to help.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, we just tipped it up, and Valonia wins the tip. They are moving right to left in this first half. Ball is over on the left wing with Patterson. She will throw it up to the top to Mears over on the left side now to Painter. Mount Home starting off in a man-to-man. Painter dribbling down to the low block, trying to throw it down into the paint. Pass was stolen by Anna Grace Foreman, and the Lady Eagles are going to turn it over on their first possession of the afternoon. Emma Martin into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Looks like Valonia starting off in a 2-3. Ball's up top with Gilbert. Over to Jack.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags. Apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later.
That's coming up for
talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at the same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for all the technical issues we've been having. I'm not sure why our system is glitching. I will tell you, we have missed a few things. Right now, it is Mountain Home leading Bologna 6-2, about 4:18 left in the first quarter. Bologna just got on the board for the first time today, and now Mountain Home has just turned it over for the first time today as the Lady Bombers throw it away and cross court. And now back comes Russellville with their first field goal of the day on a layup by Paige Kelly. And all of a sudden, it's 6-4, Mountain Home leading at less than 4 minutes left of the first quarter. Gilbert throws it into Jackson. Bologna's going with his own press now. Here, ball goes to Gilbert. Now to Martin. Get to Jackson, who gets in across the timeline. Now up top to Gilbert. Almost stolen, but Gilbert's able to get it. Now finds Jackson in the right corner. Out to Martin on the wing. That now to Foreman in the right corner, down to Yates just outside the lane. Yates going to drill down to the paint, going up for a layup shot. Block, ball goes outbounds. Last touch by Bologna, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 3.5 minutes left of the first quarter. 6-4 Lady Bombers leading it. And again, we apologize for the technical issues. Here is Foreman inbounding it on the baseline, gets into Martin in the right corner. Martin drills towards the wing, now throws it to Foreman on the low block. To Gilbert, cuts in the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points. An 8-4 Mountain Home lead, 3:20 left in the opening period. Here is Patterson into the front court, throws it down in the right corner to Kelly. Kelly's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup, good. Paige Kelly with a couple quick layups, she has 4 points. Back to a 2-point margin, 8-6, Lady Bombers on top, 3 minutes left in the opening period. Here's Jackson throwing it to Martin, who gets it across the timeline. Mountain Home breaks the press once again. Martin on the right wing. And throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Long rebound chased down by Emma Martin. Well, no, I thought she was about to grab it, but I guess she couldn't, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be Russell's basketball with 2:42 left in this first quarter. 8-6 Lady Bombers on top. Patterson walks the ball into the front court. She has 2 points, both on free throws. Ball goes over on the left wing to Painter, who immediately puts up the three, will not go. Jackson gets a rebound, and she'll throw it out to Martin, who's quickly into the front court. Martin drills on the left wing, gets there to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it cross court to Jackson on the right side. Top to Gilbert. 2:14 left in the first quarter. Another 2-3 zone for Bologna right now. Now Foreman has it on the right side. Her pass to Jackson was knocked away. Jackson's able to get it back. And now she's going to be fouled. Reaching foul called on the Lady Eagles. That is on Lady Mears. Has her first personal foul, team foul number two, against Bologna here in the first half. 2:03 left of the opening quarter. Mount Home will inbound the ball, leading 8-6. Gilbert takes the inbound pass from Martin, walks across the timeline, throws over to Jackson. Now Yates has it on the left wing. Down to Martin in the corner, finds Foreman on the low block. She puts up the hook shot, partially blocked, and a late foul call on Bologna, and Anna Grace Foreman heads to the free throw line. That foul is on LePage Kelly. That's her first personal foul, 13th foul against the Lady Eagles. Anna Grace Foreman's first free throw is up and in. That's her first point of the afternoon. So she'll try to make it a two-possession game once again with the second shot. And she does. She gets both. First 2 points of the day for Anna Grace Foreman. 10-6, Lady Bombers leading it. Here is Patterson to the court with 1:44 left of the first quarter. Patterson takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three up near the top. Will not go. Offensive rebound for Kelly. She drills out to the right side. Throws up top to Patterson. Patterson's going down into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. 1:32 left to play in the first quarter. And a great foul. That's the 14th foul against the Lady Bombers. Patterson's free throw is up and in. She now has 5 points, and it's a one-point game now. 10-9, Mountain Home leading. Gilbert being double-teamed in the backcourt. To Emma Martin. Now back to Gilbert, who crosses the timeline with it. Dribbles on the left wing. Finds Foreman in the paint for the layup. Will not go. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it, and this time will draw contact. She's heading back to the free throw line with 1:18 left in the first quarter. That is on Clara Grace-Painter. That's her second personal foul, 14th foul against Bologna. First free throw for Foreman is up and in. Painter's going to take a seat, and she'll be replaced by Lainey White, a 5'7 junior. One more free throw for Foreman. Second shot is up, and she gets close once again. She has 4 points, all from the charity stripe. Foreman's going to head to the bench. She'll be replaced by Emily Payne, a 5'6 junior. 1:18 left in the first quarter. 12-9, Lady Bombers leading it. Patterson walks the ball across the timeline. Man-to-man once again for the Lady Bombers. Throws the ball, goes over on the right side to Rotman. Down in the paint to Paige Kelly. She gets another layup. Good. 1 minute left in the first quarter. 12-11, Mountain Home on top. Ball goes to Gilbert. Now to Jackson, who gets it into the front court. Now she's being double-teamed. Well, now I take that back. Now she gives it to Gilbert. Now back to Jackson on the left side, down the corner to Yates. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane, going in for the layup. No good. Del Leonard wanting a foul call on that. He's not going to get it. Russell comes up with the ball, but now they turn it over as they cross the time after crossing the timeline. A travel call against Rainiers with 38.6 seconds left of the first quarter. Gilbert will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets into Gilbert. Zone press once again for Bologna. Martin throws it to Yates. Yates will get it into the front court. Throws it to Martin on the left side. Up near the top to Gilbert. 28 seconds left. Ball goes over to Martin on the left side. And looks like Mount Stone's going to try to hold for the last shot of the period if they can. Here, ball goes back to Gilbert as Bologna tightens up their defense. 15 seconds. Gilbert throws over to Martin on the right. Back to Gilbert. 10 seconds. Gilbert finds Yates on the left wing. Cross court to Gilbert on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three on the wing. No good. Yates tries to chase down the rebound. She can't get it. Patterson gets it, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Bologna 12-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.